EAA's official wrap-up of AirVenture 2008. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to this special feature, and thanks for the download. Anyone who organizes an aviation event in the current economic climate worries somewhat about the effects of gas prices and a slowing economy on attendance and revenue, even the mighty Experimental Aircraft Association. While there were no outward signs at AirVenture this year that attendance was impacted by fuel costs, what's the official story? We'll get two perspectives today. The first comes from EAA President and AirVenture Chairman Tom Poberesny in his closing comments made on Sunday. You'll hear both Tom's comments and the question and answer period which followed.
I guess the most important closing comment that I can make is it's been an overwhelming week. I've been chairman of the convention since 1976, so that's about 33 years. And I can't remember a better convention over the entire week. When many people arrived here, from the media, members, exhibitors, the expectation would be that we'd be down this year because of fuel costs, the economy, and so forth, that it would be a less than maybe banner year. Well, the numbers have spoken for themselves, the people have spoken for themselves in terms of the turnout. Well, at the final, we still have another day to go, and this is probably one of the better Sundays we've ever had. It's very nice attendance. We'll have the final numbers in a couple days. But basically, attendance-wise, we're on par with last year, which was one of our best years ever, both in terms of airplanes, show planes, visiting aircraft, and people. But the thing that has impacted me the most is the overall attitude of everyone. It's been a tough year economically, with all the things that I talked about. Aviation's run into some tough times over the last few months. But this has been the shot in the arm that aviation has needed, that we all needed. It's not the panacea, but it's good to see that the energy and the passion is still alive and well. The exhibitors have reported a brisk business. They've done very well this week. The programs are the deepest and broadest we've ever had. Invariably, I'm always asked by someone, I've got one day to spend at Oshkosh, what's the best day to come? This year, I can honestly say any day is the best day to come. The lineup of activities, especially during the evening, we talk about this as being a 24-7 event, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, in the evening, many people go back to their hotels or motels or dormitory or homes or the campsites, but this year they stayed. Evening programs at Theater in the Woods range anywhere from 4,000 to 10,000 people. We have the biggest attendance ever at the Theater in the Woods on Wednesday night. Flying movie theater, 5,000 to 6,000 people per night. Nature Center is packed every night. Literally, 24-7 of activities. This year we had over 1,200 different activities going on through the convention. I don't know what they all were, and I won't find out until it's over. It just was a tremendous year. What I'd also like to do is tell you that we've already started working on AirVenture 2008. And they're going to be among the many programs that we'll have for 2008 are the following. One is announced the other day, the unveiling of White Knight 2 will be coming to Oshkosh. And hopefully, and I put this in quotes, Spaceship 2 will be with it. Second, we're going to have a reunion of the Concorde. As many of you know, the Concorde came here the first time in 1985. And no, the Concorde's not flying in here. So we're bringing back the crews that flew the Concorde here and inviting all who flew in the Concorde at Oshkosh over the years to come back and join the reunion, because the Concorde changed how the aviation world looked at Oshkosh. And we want to remember that. And third is Mission Aviation, recognizing many fine organizations globally, not just domestically, but globally, that do humanitarian works on behalf of people in need, whether it's physical, medical, personal, any aspect of it. It's going to be focusing on the general aviation community and what general aviation has done. Support people from the humanitarian aspect, not just faith-based, but humanitarian. So we'll have more information on that. So those are the three themes that we're starting with. There'll be others, other unique aircraft that'll be coming to Oshkosh. And of course, what'll happen next year is the myriad of announcements that takes place every year, since this is the home of innovation. So with that, I'll open up to questions you may have about this year's convention. Mr. Going pretty well.
What are going to be the next few steps for the improvement of the grounds here?
Okay, the improvement of the site. The next steps will be focusing on the campsite in terms of improvement of amenities there, outdoor exhibit space, transportation, walkways and roads, and transportation infrastructure. Those will be the primary things, and the work on that will start within the next 20 days. After next year's convention, after 2009, will be the construction of an additional indoor exhibit facility. The initial expenditure for this current improvements will be in the area of $3.2 million. I might mention that in the room I see a number of our friends who will be working with me on the mission program for Oshkosh next year. And I want to highlight, this isn't a new initiative. We're giving it high visibility, but they've been here every year. Going back to JARS, what was the first year?
30 years.
So they've been a part of Oshkosh for 30 years, including going carrying the skydivers, some of the initial air shows, and have a compound right outside the exhibit area. But this year, in 2009, we want to recognize the outstanding work that are done by so many people who do it not because they're looking for recognition, but because they want to do good things, and airplanes make it possible. Yes, Jim.
Since 08 was in part the year of rocketry, and of course Bert's comments about putting people into space from Oshkosh, are you ready to go?
Okay, Jim's question is, since Bert made the comment, we're ready to put people in space here at Oshkosh, am I ready to go? Let's put it this way, I would strongly consider it. Is that the politically correct answer, Jim? No, it's exciting. You know, the fertile mind of Bert Rutan is constantly working, and Bert has shared some ideas he'd like to do here next year or the year after. But I'm very cautious about saying anything because Virgin Galactic tries to hold him back a little bit. The one thing they have committed is White Knight 2. Stay tuned for the rest of the opportunities. I'd just like to conclude by saying what I'd like to stand up here every year and say, this is the best ever. And that's easy to say because you just say the word the best ever and let everybody calibrate what that means. But for me this year, it means a lot because I think we worked harder than ever before to create value, to create a reason to come. But it wasn't just what we did this year. What it did is reinforce the relationship that our members and the aviation community have with Oshkosh. It wasn't what we did over the last 3 months that caused this turnout. It's what we did over the last 30, 40, 50 years that caused people to come. And I can reinforce to you very succinctly that the reason they came is not the airplanes. The reason they came is the relationships, the people, the community. The airplanes are important, don't get me wrong, but for people coming from around the world, it's a sense of community and relationships that keeps them coming back year after year after year. For those that come here for 30 years in a row or 20 years in a row, that's why they come. For those who come for the first time, they feel it, engage it, and say they'll come back again year after year. So we're already starting for 2009. Look forward to standing in front of you again next year and saying it's the best ever. Yes, John.
I should have asked a question just pertinent. Did you see a significant increase in foreign visitors this year with the change in dollar values and all that?
Well, you can thank the U.S. dollar for that, absolutely. Our foreign participation is up significantly, not only in terms of attendance, but in terms of purchasing and so forth. And a lot of it had to do with the economy. Not only the foreign visitation was up, but the governmental officials, the bureaucratic side, the elected side, the Aviation House Subcommittee, the leaders of government are coming here to Oshkosh to learn more about what's going on in the aviation world. And also the leaders of industry. For those of you that have covered the event, I think we've had more leaders of industry from all aspects of the aviation community, not just light sport, not just recreational, not just sport, not just general aviation, but the entire, is evidenced by the fact that the Boeing Dreamlifter was here and CEO of Boeing, Scott Carson, was here. But you have to remember, Scott was an EA member first, a Cub flyer, but he also builds the world's biggest kid airplanes, he refers to it, the Boeing 787. It was interesting talking to Scott about that. Does anybody here have an idea how long it would take to build a Dreamliner when it goes into the factory at Everett? 3 days. 3 days to build an airplane. But they're bringing parts from around the world, and these parts are such close tolerances, they'll be able to assemble a Dreamliner in 3 days. Which to me is just unbelievable. It makes the miracle of production from Willow Run back at the B-24s. It's a recreation of that whole inspiration. Any other questions? Well, thanks for being a part of Oshkosh. We will conclude in 3.5 hours and celebrate another great year. Thank you.
When the Aero News special feature continues in a moment, I'll talk with EAA Media and Public Relations Director Dick Nepinski about the official counts released on Tuesday for AirVenture 2008. I'm Paul Platt, and you're listening to Aero News.
Okay. Right up front, let me say that Garmin does not give tax advice. We have lawyers who cringe at the very thought of suggesting there might be tax advantages to buying a new Garmin avionics system this year.
Did he say tax advantages? Could that be construed as tax advice, either express or implied?
Yeah, like I said, lawyers. So I guess I won't be telling you that this year Congress is offering special bonus depreciation up to 50% in year one for qualified business equipment placed in service during 2008. Business equipment like, say, a new Garmin avionics stack. But you didn't hear that from me, right?
What did he just say?
Okay, better check with your tax consultant for guidance and your Garmin dealer for the installation. Garmin. Follow the leader.
See your tax advisor for guidance.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, and we're talking now with Dick Nepinski, who is in charge of public communications for the Experimental Aircraft Association. Dick, welcome in. Our listeners just heard Tom Poberesny's closing comments from Sunday. I wanted to get with you and get some updated numbers, and those were released on Tuesday at about noon. And there are a few things we might have expected, but also a few surprises. Tell us about overall attendance at AirVenture this year.
Okay. Overall attendance was very strong this year. The final attendance figure is 540,000 as our total estimate. That's a slight decrease from 2007, but still in the same ballpark as we've seen last year and nearly equal to 2006's attendance. And so what that tells us, that even with all the questions and challenges we had with fuel prices and the economy, aviation enthusiasts still wanted to get to Oshkosh. They wanted to be part of the family reunion for flying. And they did so in huge numbers once again this year, whether you look at show planes or individual areas in show planes, in campers, international visitors, and so forth. So the numbers were very strong, and we're very gratified for that.
Well, one of the things that we might have anticipated was that international visitors would be up because of the incredible change in the strength of the U.S. dollar against other currencies overseas. But a surprise really for me going in the other direction was that warbirds were up in terms of the number of planes on the field, and I think that was where, if gas prices were going to be an issue, the thirstiest of all aircraft at AirVenture might have been the canary in the coal mine.
That's true, and you consider we had 25 more warbirds than we did in 2007, and if you went out to the warbird line, there were some truly great, great airplanes out there, including some that are very rare. The Helldiver was out there, and there's only one flying in the world that was there. A nice collection of P-51 Mustangs. We had B-17 bombers. The B-25s came out. So you're right. All of the big iron from World War II were out here, the two P-38s we had on the field. So they were all here and wanted to participate because there's no regular gathering of warbirds that's as large as the one at Oshkosh. So if you want to get together with all your friends as a warbird driver, this is the place to be.
Well, we've heard from some regional events and some smaller local events around the country that involve aircraft fly-ins that attendance has been pinched and the obvious culprit is gas prices. However, I can't help but think that looking at your numbers, Dick, that people must have foregone maybe the second or third event they'd go to this year in order to make sure they still had the resources to attend Oshkosh, because clearly your numbers are a little bit up here, a little bit down here, but really pretty consistent.
They are consistent, and again, that's a very gratifying feeling that those people wanted to attend Oshkosh, and you start to go through those things and discuss why that might be the case, and you feel, first of all, that all of your aviation friends have a tendency to come to Oshkosh and be here so you can meet up with friends and so forth. If you're going to visit exhibits or you're going aviation shopping, there's no better place to compare things right on the same site as you would have here at AirVenture. You can go to each of the exhibitors featuring the product that you're looking for and do your comparisons right on the field. So those type of things, and again, there were some strong programs this year, whether you talk about some of the anniversaries, such as with the Red Star Association and the CJ-6, whether you talk about NASA's 50th anniversary, any of those things were strong programs, and then combine that with the personalities, with people like Jeff Dunham, a helicopter builder and pilot who came here to entertain for the first time, John Travolta, Harrison Ford, some of those people who are draws as well. And then some interesting aviation innovations and debuts. You have things such as the Cirrus jet making its first flight. You have items such as the Martin jetpack, the Icon aircraft, the Rocket Racing League, all involved here. And it made for a very interesting mix of airplanes and people that I think drew people in and say, we'll make that trip to Oshkosh.
All right, let me ask you a tough question for next year. If you look around, one of the most striking things that happened this year in my book is that Richard Branson and Burt Rutan made the announcement that the first time they take commercial passengers up on Spaceship Two, it's going to be from a departure at Oshkosh. It says to me that large businesses, commercial operations, are considering Oshkosh the place to debut new stuff. And I wonder if there's any feeling within EAA, there seemed to be a little bit of evidence of it in the planning for this year, any feeling within EAA that you have to be careful not to get too far from your roots?
Oh, very much so. One thing that Tom Polberezny has said publicly and privately, and he's been very consistent about this, Paul, is what they're hearing from the exhibitors and the members and everybody else involved. Don't change the culture of the event. The event is perhaps the most unique aviation event in the world, at least on the large scale, because it brings together the pilot community, the fly-in community, the air show community, the business community as far as aviation, and brings them all. And it's a very unique mix where people can mix and talk freely. And we all are here to enjoy the world of flight, the fact that flying exists and we can enjoy this. And at Oshkosh, we don't have to explain that because everybody speaks the language. And so that is a very, very big part. If it's not priority one, it's very close. It might be 1A at that point. Do not change the culture, because the exhibitors look at this event and say the culture is as much a reason for them to attend Oshkosh and participate in Oshkosh as it is the business that can be done here.
All right. Well, this I've seen this mentioned in discussions in the local press about the indoor exhibit space you guys are planning to expand in a couple of years. How is that going? Do you think there's going to be a resuscitation of your efforts to work together with local municipalities or the city of Oshkosh to get some kind of participation from them in terms of bonds or that sort of thing in your expansion plan?
Well, we have a very good relationship with the city of Oshkosh and with the local municipalities. A lot of the questions right now surrounding the particular issue there really has to do about the process. I think some of the people involved in the city have questions about the process, and we haven't heard anything that says the project itself is something that they're opposed to. It's the process. How are we going to do that? And we know what EAA can bring to the table, and we know what the end result can bring to the table for the community. Now, how the local governments, town, city, state, and so forth, want to react to that and provide any assistance will help determine what shape that project will actually take, because EAA will step forward with some of the needs, for instance, visitor amenities and improvements and so forth. That's going to be part of it. People will see that in 2009. And then as we look past that, then we'll have to say, okay, what do other municipalities or other entities want to bring to the table to make this? Because you have to consider, this event brings in millions and millions of dollars to the area and more than $80 million to the state for 1 week. So there is a lot of benefit there. So what do those municipalities, whether on the local or state level, want to bring to the table to help make that possible? So those are the questions that still have to be answered.
Well, I know that some of the discussion in the local newspaper had to do with whether the vehicle chosen, in other words, the specific type of financial assistance that was being discussed, was really designed for reviving blighted areas and that sort of thing, and urban renewal, whether or not that was appropriate. But there's an overall larger discussion that appears to be going on about whether the state of Wisconsin and some of the municipalities need to look around and see what other areas are doing and step up and be players.
Well, that's a very interesting point that you bring up, and I think a very realistic one, because when you look around at large events of this size that are held in other places, you see a lot of entities that are stepping up with support on the local or state level because they understand the economic development that may take place there. And when you are able to do that, to work in partnership, really, EAA and, let's say, some of the local municipalities, once you establish that framework, then you can move ahead together. And so, as I mentioned before, I think a lot of the questions right now have to do with the process. Who will step up? Who will show some leadership in that area and help EAA and the community work together to allow this event not only to survive well into the future, but to thrive well into the future and match the marketplace? Because the marketplace changes on a regular basis, too. It's a much different marketplace than it was in 1995 and 1997 when we built the original hangars A, B, C, and D that most people know now at AirVenture for the past decade.
Well, Dick, we really appreciate your insights and your willingness to share them. And all I can say is congratulations on an outstanding event. I mean, you know, it's tough to work Oshkosh sometimes. To come to AirVenture as a media person is difficult because, you know, you go crazy working hard all week long and you feel like you didn't see half of it. But I know that for the attendees who came, it was a great show because I've heard many of them say that already. And people just walking away with their jaws dropped and their head shaking going, wow.
Well, thank you so much. There are, you know, thousands of volunteers and hundreds of staff people that work very, very hard this year to make that all happen. And each one has a personal interest in making it the best possible event, whether it's a staff person here in Oshkosh or a member who's a volunteer who says, I want to make sure that I make my event as good of an experience for those, whether they're an EAA member or just an aviation enthusiast from locally or someplace around the world. So I think the credit really goes to those people for their planning, the hours, the effort that they put into it, because without all those volunteers and all the dedication on all levels, it just wouldn't happen.
All right, Dick, thanks again very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much for having me on.
My guest has been Dick Nepenski, who is the Media and Public Relations Director for the Experimental Aircraft Association. You can find out more about AirVenture at www.airventure.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.